Oh my God, can I say why I called you like yesterday crying in the morning? Do you remember?
Hard to distinguish.
Yeah, no, this one was about Mooski.
Oh, yes.
I called Friday crying the other morning because I was thinking about my cat Teo's birth, and I was so sad that I wasn't there.
Like, Jules would not stop crying, and I kept being like, I have to get back to work. Like, I don't care that you're thinking about this right now.
And then I texted you a couple hours later, just like a frowny face, and you were like, what's wrong? And I said, I just wish I had been there.
Yeah. You're like just tearing up thinking about
it. Oh yeah, I said I'm tearing up, and I was.
Jesus Christ.
I just hate the thought of Teo being on this earth anywhere but with mom.
Well, because he was on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just not right.
Yeah, he was on the street. That's why he's skittish, just because he probably heard loud, scary noises being on the street alone as a baby.
Yeah. He is like my everything.
Yeah.
I love him so much. I literally miss him so much right now.
We all have tea right now that Ted made for us. And Ted has given me my least favorite mug, and it says Caffeine Queen. And
I got the best mug for sure.
Yeah. Well, Jules got prioritized. Yeah, both of you got the aesthetic mugs, and then Ted gets me Caffeine Queen, which he knows I hate because he got it as a gift and was like, I'm obsessed with this. And I was like, why? But I get it. It's campy.
It is funny.
And it's honestly grown on me so much.
You guys seem closer for sure. Yeah. Last time I saw you together.
It feels right now. Like, right now she's holding a delicious drink that my love made for all of us.
Oh, like you personally are identifying as Caffeine Queen right now?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't realize. See, what I didn't realize for you is that when you began drinking from it, you really felt the need to transform into Caffeine Queen. And I can understand now why you like it less, because that's a huge that's a pressure.
Yeah, it's a big step. Yeah.
But yeah, you're doing amazing.
Rock on, sisters.
Ah!
It's all right. It's just a fly. A fly never hurt anybody.
Dude, at my, like, where I used to go to the beach with my family growing up, at the pool, every time. Did it bite you?
Yeah.
Dude, this is what I was going to say. There were fucking horse flies. And it every time you went to the pool. Oh, you were lying?
I was lying.
Oh.
Have you ever seen me without this hat?
I've never seen you without that hat on. Have you seen me without this hat?
Nope.
Wait, it's crazy that we've been best friends for 10 years and we've never really acknowledged that we've never seen each other without this hat on.
The second I met you, we were wearing this hat.
And it's the same hat. That's so weird.
Yeah, so weird. It's sort of like how we're both Virgos.
It's a lot like that. Yeah. Wait, question.
What's up?
If you were a cartoon character where your character just had one outfit all the time to make their character, what would your cartoon outfit be? It has to be the most you ever.
Okay. I would say if it's the most me ever, it's going to be Crocs. Mm-hmm. A short.
Mm-hmm.
Like kind of like a sporty short, but not sporty, like funky, gay sporty.
Mm-hmm.
And an oversized t-shirt, but then also my character sometimes has a hoodie also.
Mm-hmm.
Hat.
That hat.
This hat. Of course. Of course. This hat.
Dude. Yeah, you've been wearing that outfit a lot lately, and I've been loving it.
Thank you, it's my summer vibe.
I know, exactly. I've been loving your short sweatshirt.
Yeah, I know how you feel. I get it. I am hitting the gym. Okay, I'll say it. I've been hitting the track.
No, your short shorts.
I've been hitting the mat, and that's the yoga of everyday life.
The short sweatshirt combo.
Yeah.
I've been loving it. I've been actually really admiring it and sort of looking to find a short of my own that would work in that way. But totally. So far, no luck.
Okay. Well, you got to go sporty with it, and that's what you don't realize.
Well, but what you don't realize is that I ordered a sporty pair of shorts, and then it didn't come for 2 weeks, and then I called them about it, and they said, oh, we lost it in the mail, and now it's sold out worldwide.
And all you're giving me is excuses. That's an excuse, and that is a... That's a mindset that is not going to get you very far. So you better change it up. Okay. You faced adversity. So you're going to stop. So you quit at the first sign of adversity. Yeah.
After that, I said, you know what? I'll never have the perfect pair of shorts. I'm done.
It makes no sense to me. I wear pants for the rest of my life. Here's the thing. Just buy from places that have a good return policy and then go return it.
Such as? Costco! You can return a Costco couch 3 years. I saw this woman talking about it. She had animals that, like, destroyed the couch. It was, like, her family's couch for 3 years. It was, like, literally destroyed. Mm-hmm. And she took it back to Costco and was like, I just don't really like it anymore. And they gave her a full refund.
Wow, that sounds like a Mr. Beast video.
I feel so crazy right now. I feel really high.
Shut up.
Oh, sorry.
I'm feeling so combative with you.
I know. Can you stop?
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Because you know I'm feeling really anxious today.
I'm so sorry. It's not from any real place.
I literally call you and I'm like, I feel like there's some conflict in my life. I'm really anxious. And you're like, bestie, get dressed. Come over. I come over and you immediately start fighting. I'm like, hey. And you're like, what? Jesus Christ. That is
not what I did.
No, I'm totally kidding. You gave me homemade granola upon entry.
Homemade granola. Naughty. Hi, my name is Friday. My pronouns are they, them. And Jules, what do I look like?
Okay, you look like, well, first of all, from the neck up, you look exactly how you've always looked. Because right? You always wear that hat.
I'm always wearing this hat.
And from the neck down, you look like, honestly, you look like one of the techies on closing night of the High School Musical.
Ah, okay. Where do I live?
Oh, great question. You live in Iowa. I'm kidding.
I'm giving Iowa? I guess no, that was you're, rude you're to giving our
the,
Iowa listeners.
You're giving the coolest person at school. And like you're in all black and you're supposed to wear all black with no logos, but it's closing night and you're like, fuck it. And you're wearing something with a red logo.
Oh my god, thank you!
Yes, of course. Anyway.
And you?
What?
And you?
Hi, my name is Jules. My pronouns are she, they.
Hi.
Hi. What do I look like?
First of all, up top you look like the first day I met you and the second day I met you and every sequential day.
Is anybody that? Know what's gonna is, this is literally not a visual medium and we're making only jokes that are sorry, keep going.
And then from the bottom down, you look exactly like my boyfriend, Ted.
Yes. Well, we'll attach a photo. Oh, we can't attach. Well, I'll blur out Ted's face. But I arrived to your apartment today and Ted and I were the exact same outfit.
Yes, yes. Wearing the exact same outfit. You and sweet Ted.
Well, that's the sweetest comparison I could ever get.
Do we have any Ted stands out there? Any Ted stands? Shout it out.
Ted stands rise up. We make merch, but it's all about Ted.
Dude, literally, we have to.
I wish we could make merch. What would it say?
Well, what do you guys want our merch to say? You guys get to pick.
Okay. You know what would be funny? What? If there was, like, merch that was, like, it was, like, the side characters. Like, my stripper boyfriend, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
And Bushwick Top.
Okay. Well, that's hard.
It's hard nowadays. But It's from our OG days, which I think is important.
Mm-hmm.
You smell something stinky.
Sorry, I felt like I smelled like explosion. Thought I smelled dynamite.
I'm gonna pee myself. That's good. We should make merch.
Yeah, listen, y'all, comment on.
And they're all like. Really skin tight V-neck t-shirt. It's like the worst cut possible.
Okay, listen. Here's what we'll do, y'all. We'll put a poll on our Instagram. So go to Gay They Podcast and look at our most recent post. Unless you're listening to this in the future, and then in that case, hey, what are the new inventions? Cars flying yet?
Hey, what are the new inventions?
How's Apple AI? I haven't had the chance to try it myself.
Neither have I.
It's just came out. They just announced it.
Oh, what does it do?
I don't know, probably like...
Oh, takes all of our jobs.
Yes. You can make any emoji in the world now.
Are you fucking serious? You can use
AI to like make a new emoji.
Okay, honestly, that's really cool.
It's fire. I'm excited.
I'm going to make some insane stuff.
I'm going to try to make it as graphic as possible. Be like, boobs with the... it's sauce.
Boobs with sauce? It's a huge set of breasts covered in marinara.
No, exactly.
I see that.
There's so many times I would need to send that emoji. There's literally limitless
you today when times. You texted me, I just spilled avocado toast all over me. If you had sent me the boobs with the marinara sauce, it would have been completely clear.
Okay, so let me explain. So I was in the horniest sex club in all of Bushwick, aka Cafe.
Bro, don't shout it out.
I'm shouting it out.
Oh, go ahead.
Is the horniest coffee shop I've ever been to. And by that, I just mean there's like hotties there and everyone's flirting, it feels like. So I got there super early today and ordered myself a little avocado toast. It's mediocre.
Of course.
But I ordered it every time and, you know, it always does what I need it to do. And I immediately just dumped the avocado toast all over my chest the second I sat down. The plates are sort of like sat with me. And then I was just sort of like rubbing it around my chest by accident. I was trying to like pick it up and like have it not get off my chest, but instead I just sort of like rubbed it in and like everyone was just kind of looking at me. And then I took it off on the plate and then I looked down at myself and I just took off my sweatshirt without moving it, rolled it up into a little ball, put it on the ground, and proceeded business casual. Okay.
Dude, you get up and you walk over, you take your sweatshirt off, you throw it in the trash.
No, literally. I would have, however. It's literally one of my favorite sweatshirts that I like haven't worn in a while to preserve it.
April, we had somebody write in saying that they think that they're a lesbian and they weren't out and they had never hooked up with a girl, but she wanted to try to. And she asked us a question about like how she can start being a massive slut and start dating girls if she doesn't know who's gay or not. And we answered her question. This was like a couple months ago now. And then she sent us another message being like, oh my God, I'm crying that you guys used my story. Thank you so much. I have an update for you.
Ooh.
I've started seeing this super hot lesbian and they really like me and I really like them and we're texting loads and really connecting and communicating. I'm trying not to be a U-Haul, but I really like them. I'm blushing and kicking my feet. Big love to you two and the podcast top, Becca.
Cute.
And so then sweet. We got an update literally like 2 days ago.
Okay.
And it says, please disguise my voice. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Can you put like a filter over it or something?
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect. Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Hi, Jules. Hi, Fry. Hi, Becca. I am a UK listener. Yes. I love you guys very much. I get excited every Tuesday or sometimes Wednesday for me because I'm in the UK to listen to the pod. Big love. I wanted to update you because I've been being a huge slut ever since you guys read out my message on the cutting room floor episode. I've been seeing something new. I really like them. She really likes me. And we're going to be girlfriend real soon. So thank you very much. And I'm so grateful that I have been encouraged to unleash my inner slut. And it's all thanks to you guys. Okay, love you.
Mwah. Oh my gosh. That literally
makes me emotional.
I'm blushing.
This person has identified as queer, but thought that she probably was a lesbian and hadn't really, like, tried it.
Oh, my God.
And then we had said, try it, just and here's how. Here's how you can
test
out if somebody's gay, whatever.
And what episode was that from?
That was from the Cutting Room Floor episode, so...
Okay, check out the Cutting Room Floor episode.
Which is called Slutty Little Bits.
Slutty Little Bits, right. That is so sweet.
That makes me so happy. And I love, you have the most charming voice in the whole world. Your voice is extremely beautiful.
Yes. Not that the listeners would know because we're disguising it.
Oh, right. We're going to put something sick and twisted on it.
He's like,
and we're like, first things first, stunning voice. You have a girlfriend.
I'm so happy for
that
you.
That makes me so happy.
Ooh, okay, Jules, as a little gift, let's give like a date idea or something for them to do.
Well, first things first, you're going to London Bridge. Straight to the top of Big Ben with ya.
Really, really, really good. Really good, really good. All right, here's what you're going to need to do. You're going to need to find a jazz bar.
Okay.
Find a jazz bar, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you get there, order Sprites. Bring a flask with you and spike your Sprites and drink spiked Sprites at a jazz bar.
Wait, that's really cute. Have you done that?
No, just sort of came to me in a vision. Wow,
that's very cool.
Well, we have a whole podcast on this, so if I wasn't a dating genius, what would I be doing here?
You're so right, dude. Okay, we also got a message from the person who was Slut of the Week 2 weeks ago, who had sex with somebody 4 times, or had sex with 4 people in 40 hours.
Yes.
And I said that they weren't following us. They said, holy fuck, I'm listening to the episode. I didn't realize I wasn't following. This is a case of ADHD, not me hating you guys. So that's a great update.
Jules, can we send them a voice memo back right now?
Yes.
Saying it's okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
What are we going to say? Brand it. Hello.
Hey, bestie. Thanks for the follow.
We're so thankful for your follow. Every single follower counts.
It literally, you count. Like, oh my God.
We're honored. We're recording the podcast right now.
We're recording right now, so you're live.
I wish you could respond.
I wish you could respond. Here, you can pretend to respond. We'll give you a silence.
Oh my God. Thanks for saying that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, I sent it.
I think that they're going to love that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, I love your pod. I've been listening to you for months, especially when I've been traveling, so it feels like you guys have been traveling with me.
Aww.
I am so excited because I'm moving from the UK to Philly to move in with my partner of 2 years long distance.
Whoa.
We met in Spain during study abroad, and we're so excited to settle down together and find queer community. Can you give any tips on establishing queer community when moving to a new place and in a happy monogamous relationship?
Mm.
Happy for you to share my Insta to help find tasteful queers who listen to your pod. Oh my God, we'll absolutely share your profile and hopefully some Philly followers will hit you up.
Okay, here's what you gotta do. You're actually in a great position. Wait, are you in is your monogamous partner with you?
Yes, they live together.
Okay, copy. Mm-hmm. So y'all are in Philly together, so go out together and meet people. Just, like, go up to people and chat with them if they look gay.
It's easy. Yeah, I mean, I also think it's, like, you're in the perfect position right now because there's nothing, like, the most normal reason for somebody to be going up and cold calling on people out in public is if you're like, I'm new to the area.
Yes.
Like, that is like the perfect excuse to go up to people and be like, new to the area, do you live around here? Like, any spots you recommend?
Don't wait. Like, don't wait. Get settled immediately by meeting people and talking to people and getting the inside scoop because, yeah, you have the best excuse right now.
Okay, maybe this will give you a little bit of comfort. Like 3 weeks ago, I was on a walk with our friend Taryn, and we're both gay, and this really cute, sweet guy came up to us, super handsome, and was like, hey, like, sorry if this is weird. I, like, just moved to the neighborhood, and you guys seem really cool. Like, can I, like, we, like, kind of started talking, and then he was like, all right, like, no pressure, like, but can I give you my Instagram? Like, I'm just new to the area, and, like, I'm just looking for, like, queer friends, basically. And we were like, yeah, and it was so normal, and he seemed really cool, and now we're dating. Just kidding. But he did seem really cool, so shout out to him, and you can do that, too.
Yeah, you can do it. Like, we always talk about being a slut on this show, but I have to remind y'all over and over again what it really means. And it's to be unafraid of rejection. It's to have enough self-confidence that you can just walk away and on to the next and try and try again attitude. That's what a slut is. A slut is resilient.
Wow, that was
resilience. Beautiful.
That was really beautiful.
Just go up to people. If it doesn't go well, that has nothing to do with you and has everything to do with the fact that that's, like, a loser freak.
Yeah, they're probably a vampire.
No, literally. I bet that person, like, watches fucking, like, old movies on a scary projector in their basement and, like,
fucking jerks off.
Jerks off.
And drinks blood.
This is what they sound like when they come. Yeah!
Oh, God.
So that's why they were lame and not welcoming and inviting.
If they were running late to do that.
Yeah, exactly. If they have like amazing pussy, a fun personality, and are like a great candidate to be your friend, they'll be open and welcoming and definitely want to show a cool person around town that they vibe with. If you don't want to show a cool new person around town, why? Because you have bad vibes and you don't know the cool spots? Got it. Got it. Understood. Because you're too busy for friendship? Seriously, that's weirdo behavior. So no, don't let it affect you. Move on to the next. If you go up to someone and they like weird, if they're like, sorry, no.
Like,
if,
thank God you don't have to talk to them ever again.
Thank God you never have to talk to them again. And if there's someone else that sees the interaction, go up to that person and be like, that was weird as fuck, right?
Yeah,
and if that person's like, yeah, that was weird, be like, cool. So
can you show me?
Yeah.
Aphrodisias. Aphrodisiacs.
But Jules, make sure you say it right in sort of like a Google voice
okay.
thing so that just in case it's easy to swap out.
Let me try it. Aphrodisiacs. That definitely wasn't right. Whatever. Everyone knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
Aphrodisiacs. Aphrodisiacs. How was that?
That's really good.
Non-binary voice.
Non-binary voice.
Okay,
sorry,
listen.
I can't tell that story right now. Okay,
we don't all have a budget for oysters. What are some other aphrodisiacs you can incorporate into your life?
Well, what are things that aren't actually like technical aphrodisiacs, but they feel but like they them are. To you? Like for me, the anti-aphrodisiac is a beer. I never feel horny after drinking beer.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I'm like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I'm now. Like, I'm so full.
I'm on my way to bed now.
Please. A drink that is an aphrodisiac for me would probably be... usually just like two cocktails. I'm going to be ready to fuck immediately. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be the perfect amount of drunk. Not too drunk, but certainly tipsy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be horny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously only good cocktails. Like a, I don't know, something with like a raspberry, fresh raspberry, sparkling water, some fresh lime, and a little bit of agave and some... vodka.
I'm having an out-of-body experience.
Two of what I just
disassociating
described,
right now.
Two of what I just described, I'd be horny as hell.
That does sound really nice.
What about you?
I would say an aphrodisiac for me is like laying in the sun with you for a while. Like
with me?
No. Yes. You guys wanna get horny? Meet up with Jules, lay in the sun with her for an hour. Your mind will be blown. I feel like laying in the sun and getting like hot and a little sweaty, like, oof. Yes, that puts me right in the mood.
That is absolutely an anti-aphrodisiac for me.
That's a nightmare to you.
I get so hot and I'm like, don't fucking touch me.
See, to me, it warms me up to the idea of that we're having sex with each other because, like, you're going to be hot and sweaty when we're having sex.
Honestly, that's a huge issue with me when I'm having sex.
That's like, the thing so that you need to get hot. Over. And that's why if you start, you're both in the sun, you know at least they're going to be a little hot and sweaty too. If I feel like it levels the playing field.
I don't mind that other people's body heat sometimes becomes, like, too intense for me. I get so warm.
So to you, you would like to be in the North Pole?
No, literally, sometimes before I have sex, I will put on... the coldest my air conditioner can go and like my highest fan blasting at the bed because I'm like,
how?
How?
What do you mean? How are you like relaxed during sex?
Well, generally I'm not.
Right.
But I like to be like, I'd rather need to be like under the covers because we're kind of chilly than like me literally like dripping sweat onto you.
I don't mind the sweat.
Yeah, I mean.
It's inevitable.
I just described, like, the least sexy possible room.
No, I like that.
Ice cold.
Yeah, no, but literally.
Wind tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. I feel like a move I always do is a scary movie. It's, like, so tired, but it's so, you know, it's just right there. If maybe you're both anxious, that's a really... like, okay, if you're, like, having the, like, can't kiss syndrome... you know, when you, like, meet someone, you like each other, but, like, no one make the move.
Oh, God.
Horror movies are so easy because you break the touch barrier quite easily in a horror movie, because you can literally just be like, oh my god, I'm so scared. Like, can I hold your hand?
I don't want to shoot you down again, but again, it's an anti-aphrodisiac for me.
For you.
I know.
It just could be for many.
No, I agree. I'm just saying, it's crazy how opposite you and I are.
Do something PG-13 if you're a wimp, okay? You don't need to, like, scar yourself.
Jesus Christ.
And maybe do it during the day if you don't want to be really scared. But if you want... if you want to get a little freaky, you can do it at night and, like, turn the lights off. Because then I feel like that's kind of giving wind tunnel. You know what I mean? It's late at night. Yeah. Like, it's cold. You have to curl up under the blanket. You're scared, so you're under the blanket. You don't even need to watch the fucking movie once you get under the blanket.
You can just start fucking.
Yeah, you just start fucking. And then there's, like, screaming in the background, and then you're like, ah! Like, you know? It's kind of the perfect fucking movie, because you don't really want to watch it because you're scared.
Yeah. I would agree, except that after I have sex and I have to go to the bathroom, I would have to have the person go to the bathroom with me because I'd be really scared.
So I do that for sure.
Really? You and say come to the bathroom with me?
Yes. You know what? I'm not going to act cool on a date. I'm sorry.
I'm really scared. Can you come to the bathroom with me?
Literally, I think I'm scared. Please come.
Okay. A spinach, artichoke, peach, maybe pear salad with, like, a light vinaigrette.
Yes.
I'm gonna be horny. I'm gonna be dripping.
No, that's so real.
Mine is just, like, meal-based.
Okay, no, I have a meal-based one.
Tell me.
Splitting the cacio e pepe.
And a salad?
Yeah.
An heirloom tomato salad and a cacio e pepe.
Uh-huh.
Split.
Yep.
Two glasses of the house wine.
Nope. Okay. I'm going dirty martini.
Sometimes just, like, watching somebody do something that they're good at. It could be literally anything. Yes. No, I don't care if you're good at, like...
anything.
Fuck if I know.
Knitting.
Yeah. Do a little bit of that. Is this... what is this?
Planting things. Bartending.
What? Oh, whoa.
Well, bartending.
Watching somebody talk on the phone to their mom. Can't describe it. What makes me really horny?
Are you serious?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm really serious.
What if they have a strained relationship with their
mom? Well, it's if they're polite and, like, sweet to their mom on the phone.
Mm.
Or, like, funny, like, comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me really horny because I'm like, good relationship with your parents.
Yeah, I'm like, what's that like?
If my mom's calling me, I leave the room.
Yeah. No, literally. I'm like, please give me 48 hours to handle this emotionally.
But stuff like that. Or, like, breaking down a cardboard box.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm just, like, really horny in life right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm just kind of thinking maybe anything would make me horny, except for the things that you listed, which would make me the least horny ever.
Right. Okay. I hear that. What about the cacio e pepe?
It would make me horny, but I would be worried that it wouldn't hit my stomach right.
Splitting the cacio e pepe. Splitting a salad. A light salad.
That sounds so good right now.
With the cacio e pepe.
Hey y'all, I recently discovered your podcast and I love it. I grew up off Route 13, about 25 minutes from Ithaca.
Cute! Wow.
So when I was in high school, I was dating my ex. The second half of senior year, this new girl joined my school, a new gay. Mm. She also had a girlfriend. We met in PIG and Econ, and I remember standing in the doorway looking at her with this feeling in me that I needed to become friends with her. We teamed up for a group project. We had to make our pin business and calculate expenses and present it to the class. We did a cupcake business. She came over, we made cupcakes. I remember wanting to kiss her that day, but I didn't because we were both in committed relationships. We always We always had great laughs together. Then I went to college and she ended up living in the town next over with her at the time girlfriend.
No.
Much time passes. Her now ex-fiance and my now ex are out of the picture. It's my senior year of college and I'm crossed as fuck. I text her, "Hey, do you know anyone in the area that would want to hook up?" Which really was my anxious way of saying I wanted to hook up with her. She replied, "Me." So, we started off as friends with benefits and then proceeded to fall in love. She is the best kisser and sex is earth-shaking. Love.
Wow. Wow.
In the midst of us just being friends, my mom would occasionally ask how Carrie is doing. When I told her that we were dating, she was so happy. I found out that since the first time Carrie came over to make cupcakes, my mom had always wanted us to be together. 3 months into dating, my mom offered Carrie her wedding dress, since Carrie's relationship with her mom is complicated. After 6 months of dating, my mom asked me when I was going to propose. After 2 years of laughter and love, I proposed. So that's my story. And then we got tagged in the proposal video.
Oh my God. That is an amazing story. You know, we've had another story that is very similar in the sense of someone just texted someone, hey, like, do you know anyone in town I could hook up with?
And they said me.
Well,
yeah, we've read something like that before, haven't
exactly.
we?
Exactly. So that is a reoccurring message, listeners. That's a sign from the universe. That, and also the message we got earlier today. I know you're in a monogamous relationship, but you could always text and say, do you want any gay people in
looking
the neighborhood?
For friends. Yeah.
Just put yourself out there in any way. Start speaking it to the universe and it'll come to you.
That's amazing, dude. Congratulations.
Congratulations. All right, Jules, what's your fear of the week?
My fear of the week is... My fear of the week is just like falling into anxiety really quickly. You saw me do it earlier today.
Yes, you did.
And I just really need to be better at like realizing when my thoughts are irrational. Yeah, you're right. And then my what's your fear of the week?
No, please.
Well, my manifestation of the week is that I'm going to be better about not trying to predict the future and thinking that the future that I predict is truth.
Yes. Okay.
That's my goal of the week in therapy also.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Yeah. Yes. My therapist says it as I have an FBI agent inside of me, okay, that has to go into retirement. But if there's a case worth his time, he can come out of retirement and he can work the case.
Wait, that's amazing.
I know. And so... Like, but right now you have to put him into retirement.
Yeah.
And in order for him to come out of retirement to work a case, it has to be really worth it. Mm-hmm. It has to be something you really need those investigative skills to find an answer to, you know, whatever it is.
Because he can only come out of retirement so many times.
Exactly. Exactly. Until he's just working full time and his wife and kids, they miss him.
Yes, it's terrible.
You know, he's worked his whole career. They've saved. They have a beautiful home, but...
Yeah.
You know, their first daughter's pregnant, and so he wants to be there for when the baby's born.
Anyway. Exactly. Wow, I love that. Okay, what's your fear and manifestation?
I would say my fear of the week is... My fear of the week is being more ghoulish than I need to be.
Say more.
Like, I feel like... On days, sometimes I just have like a deeply haunting aura and I don't really tap into like how others may be perceiving me. Like I kind of just walk ghostly about the town and it's because I work from home, but I've been getting out there all the time now. You know, during the winter, I struggle to get out and I become really odd and strange and reclusive. But during the summer, I'm out and about.
Yeah, you've been out.
I'm in the town. However, my vibe is still, like, haunting.
Dude, every time I go out with you, I have a great time.
Okay. I totally hear that. I just mean to say it's my fear.
Valid.
And my fears are irrational because I also can have a very sunshiny personality. Which is very CEO, as we know, and we have noted.
Yeah, we have known.
This is just kind of the, like, emo vibes that kind of hover along with me. You know what? I'm saying too much. Really what I mean is I have resting horrified face. I have a big old resting horrified face, and what that means is that when I'm relaxed, I look as though you've just told me some very grave news. Yeah. But I'm just relaxed.
Yeah, dude.
I don't really know what it is, but it's there. And so my fear is that that will continue to manifest in my aura.
It's valid.
And my manifestation of the week is to reconnect with my passion for Survivor.
Yes, dude.
I have been lightly training for Survivor since the beginning of the year, since January. It's my goal of this year. My goal is to be on the show Survivor.
Yeah.
With Jeff Probst. And to, at the end, get down on one knee and propose to that man. For love. My baby, he don't talk sweet. He ain't got much to say. But he loves me, loves me, loves me. I know that he loves me anyway.
Let's just skip to the chorus.
Let's hear it for the boy. Oh, let's give the boy a hand. Let's hear it for my baby. You know you gotta understand. Oh, me, but no, he's no Romeo. He's my loving one-man show. Whoa, whoa. Let's hear it for the boy.
Thank you so much for listening. Gay and They is a Fruit House production.